If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a very pleasant Saturday morning. We are back. Welcome, one and all. 6 minutes after the hour, Brian Main along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. Welcome to Facebook Live, all of you tuned in right now, and of course across the country, around the world, however you may be listening to us here. It's been a couple of weeks. I've got to get the mouth rolling.
Yeah.
We were off last week, and then the week before that, John's car broke down, so it was just the Tiger Brian show.
But
and
you know what? You have no excuses for your mouth rolling because you're a busy man that's doing a lot of talking.
I have been doing a lot of talking. In fact, it was a week ago today that I was working an Aztec football game at the stadium, and I get a text from Tiger. He's at IKEA, which is, a few blocks away?
Oh, no, it's like a mile away.
And he could hear me echoing through Mission Valley. And yeah. I thought that was...
Oh, not on the radio.
No, not on the radio, the stadium.
I just hear voices in my head. It's Brian everywhere I go.
So I guess that was funny. But we are back. We are all three of us here live, ready to go. If you want to give us a call, 855-424-9825. Zach is our director and studio coordinator. He'll answer the phone. But even more popular is posting your questions and comments on Facebook Live. You can also talk to each other. You can email John, that's john@gardenamerica.com. So here we are. And a big show today because we have two outstanding guests lined up today.
Yeah.
Who wants to take a shot at the first one? Randy Schultz?
Randy Schultz.
Hour number one.
And that's going to be hour number one, and we're talking gardener gift ideas, which we're heading into the holidays now. It's already begun. And to look for those fun, unique, hard-to-find gifts for that person that loves to garden, we have some great items that we're going to talk about and how you can get them.
Absolutely. And John, second hour, HB 101 talk.
That's right. Yeah, we not only are we going to be talking about HB 101's holiday gift pack, which I think is a great stocking stuffer. But we're going to come up, or Masako Yamamoto is going to tell us about some new uses for HB 101 that I never even thought of or heard of.
New use, maybe a holiday recipe.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I used some of that
holiday
the other night.
Recipe for your plants.
I've got a big dracaena in the living room, mm-hmm. Which I planted back in 2008, and I've just kind of left it there. And I was telling Dana the other night, you know, I haven't changed the soil, done anything to this plant for several years. I've got decorative rocks on top, and it just grows. It just, you know, so I don't know whether to do something with it, give it attention, or leave it alone. So I took some fertilizer, that I had out there, Milorganite, Fertilome, whatever, and some HB 101, and I thought, well, let me pour some in. And you know what? It drained. I thought the water would never go through. So we'll see what happens, because this plant's been sitting there for 5 years, with no attention, really, in the corner. So HB 101, I thought maybe give it a little spark.
It might be petrified.
You know, I just moved two tree ferns and what was the other thing? A taxus. And I've been putting HB 101 on them because, of course, as soon as you move or transplant something, temperature went up to 106 in Fallbrook. No, yeah. 96,
it's
I'm
like
sorry.
Washing your car.
It was 96 last week. So, yeah, but so far, they look good. And the tree ferns, though, is really concerned about.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to make it.
I think we have a shot of HB101 right there, too, in front of the camera.
Well, that's the holiday pack that we're going to be talking about a little bit later on. And the cool thing about this holiday pack is you can save 33%, so a third of the price, if you buy the two sizes together rather than buying them separately.
And HB101, we should mention, too, not a fertilizer, but more like a B12 shot if you were to go to your doctor, right,
John? It's a vitalizer.
A vitalizer. HB101 vitalizer. And it must be good because we have people that continue to reorder time and time again, and we've got a special holiday package. We'll be talking about this all during the show.
Yeah, you know, another thing that I didn't even talk to you guys about it, but I got a call during the week from Bob Mayer. Now I can't think of his last name. My mind just went blank.
Well, it begins with an M. We call him Bob M.
Yeah. But Bob from the Garden Gators Company is giving reduce the price of the tote bags by 25%.
Wow, people are very
yeah, and that's a great gift idea because it's. Have you ever seen these,
yeah.
Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
You put it around, you strap it around your neck and your back, and so it's in front of you like a pouch, and it's got room for all your tools,
mm-hmm.
your cell phone if you have it, your clippers, and as you go around the yard, you can take clippings and put them in this big little trash carrier that's in front of you, right? And then when you get ready to dump it, you go over to a trash can and the bottom comes out. It just opens up, let everything go in the trash, yeah. and then Velcro it back together and you're off to
And
do
I would
more.
Imagine it's got several pockets for everything you need to do while you're gardening.
Yeah. Yeah, all kinds of, you put your gloves, whatever you need. Probably put a baby in there.
Okay.
But
that's,
just
that's
be careful
thought.
When you go to dump it.
No, you're not you're You know what? A week off does you good.
Yeah.
Two weeks off.
Oh, man.
That phone call we got, I'm not going to make it. My car's broken down. I'm in Fallbrook. We felt bad for you. We carried the show.
Yeah, I still remember how sympathetic you were. You said, your car's overheated. Cars haven't overheated for 20 years.
That's true. Did you crack the block or are you okay?
No, I needed a new radiator. I had to get a new radiator. And
you're like a walk back in time.
After that, I had to get a tune-up.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. That's funny, though. Yeah, it's a walk back in time with John Bagnasco.
Well, the car is 20 years old.
John@GardenAmerica.com or post your questions right there on Facebook tell people about Facebook, John.
One last thing, too,
yes.
Before we get going is if you go to all this stuff we've been talking about is on the homepage of our website. But also there is our garden tour next year. We're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show in July.
July 1st.
And touring the Cotswolds in England. There's only 7 spaces left.
Did you hear that? 7 left.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be one of the lucky 7.
Now, you said there's going to be nurses that'll be with us in case
For some reason, we've got about a minimum of 5 nurses going with us.
So if you have a health problem or concern, don't worry about it. You're covered. And you mentioned a Navy SEAL's going with us.
No, I was just kidding. We have security. Kidding.
That's Tiger. He's going to be doing Navy SEAL training up until the day we leave.
Oh.
So that's going to be fun. But 7 spaces left. So get on the stick and go to our website, gardenamerica.com, on the front page there. Earthbound Expeditions, the entire itinerary to England is there.
Yeah,
so
there's
you can
a
decide.
Link to the day-by-day right. itinerary so you can see what we're going to be doing.
So there you go.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to the Hampton Court Flower Show. It's one of the premier flower shows in the entire world. And I've never been. And I know it's something that Bruce and Sharon always used to talk about going to see, and they never did. No, they raved about wanting to
see
it.
Exactly. That's what I meant. They talked about it but never got a chance to go.
Yeah, so... So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Also, quickly want to mention that if you go to our website, every year people have problems with this, and somehow, Tiger, we need to simplify our website ordering process. But, you know, you've got so many sites that you buy on, and if you forget your username and password, you can't get into the site. And it's the same thing on our website, but you really don't need a username or password. All you got to do is check the box that says new customer. And if you check in as a new customer,
it lets you write in.
It lets you write in. And at the bottom where it asks you for a username and password, just leave that blank and then you can get in.
Okay.
And
well, that seems simple. That's simple enough.
Yeah, and if you still have problems, you can always send an email to me, and I'll walk you through it.
And so, that would be john@gardenamerica.com.
Right. Or orders@gardenamerica.com, either one. We'll try to help you out.
All right. I think it's time for the quote of the week as we approach 15 after the hour.
Well, it's a simple quote because I know that you fall asleep during the longer quotes, Brian. This quote was from Frank Lloyd Wright.
Wasn't he an architect?
He was. And he said, a doctor can bury his mistakes, but an architect can only advise his clients to plant vines.
To cover the mistakes.
That's right.
Exactly.
Very good. I think Simon and Garfunkel mentioned him in a song, Frank Lloyd Wright.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're not right, but...
No, but...
Frank Lloyd was.
Was right, exactly. Okay, what else? We've got about a minute and a half until the break. We've been catching people up on what's been happening.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that we do this every year. We try to bring on people who can, because it's a time of year where everything's so frantic and you wonder, what do I get this person? You know, I don't want to get Dad another tie. You know, what do I do? And so we try to come up with, for the gardeners in your life, some good gift ideas. And my daughter already asked me what I want. And she came over the other day and helped me weed, which was nice.
Really?
But I said, she said, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, you know what? I need another one of these Cape Cod hoes because I always lose them. And so she's going to get me one. And I said, it's got to be the one by A.M. Leonard. And there, have you seen those hoes? They're
no.
The single prong hoes, and it's the best thing for pulling out weeds.
So Cape Cod that, hoe.
A Cape Cod hoe.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
I know what you're thinking already, but you can't say that on air.
16 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to Facebook Live. We love seeing you, and we love to be seen. Also on radio, Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. We're going to step aside. Our guest is next. Stay with us.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back. We survived the break. Hope you did, too. It is 21 minutes after the hour. Back here on Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox. My cousin Ben in Nebraska is tuned in right now. Good to see him or hear from him. And he had another quote, John, that he wanted to share with us.
Really?
Something like this. Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would end or go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree.
That was by Martin Luther.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King, we should say.
Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't Martin Luther King. I think it was Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, the one that left the Catholic Church.
Right? Started the Lutheran Church.
Exactly.
Or was it one-hour Martinizing? One of the two.
You know, I don't even know what Martinizing is. And I'm not sure they can do it in an hour.
Yeah.
But the reason that I know it's Martin Luther is because I came across that just this week on the internet where some website had put up Martin Luther King.
Uh-huh.
And I think that they just made a mistake. Somebody made a mistake.
Yeah, I think it was the old Martin Luther.
Did you see McDonald's mistake for Black Friday?
No.
Their Twitter mistake?
No.
So they were supposed to load up a Twitter for, you know, like they have like an auto thing. And it said Black Friday. And then it put a parenthesis, like a little asterisk. It said insert text here. And then another end asterisk. Somebody didn't load up the text they were supposed to put for the Black Friday like Twitter feed.
Right.
And so they said that one got more shares than a normal Twitter.
The normal Twitter for McDonald's.
Because everybody was kind of like laughing at them that they couldn't get a good proper tweet.
Well, maybe McDonald's. They did that on purpose.
Maybe.
You know, maybe somebody is a marketing genius.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy Schultz is ready to go. In fact, not only is he ready to go, he's locked and loaded.
Boy, speaking of a marketing genius, right, Tiger?
You took my lead in right there, man.
I'm sorry.
We can rewind. Okay, that never happened.
Yeah. So speaking of the marketing genius.
Nicely done, Tiger.
Yeah. Randy Schultz is joining us to talk about some wonderful gardener gift ideas. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Doing well out here. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The weather's sunny and clear, and it doesn't seem like Christmas season, but we all know that it is.
Yeah, and it's going to be creeping up on us anytime soon, I'm sure, for all of us around the country. And that's why we're excited to hear about some of the gift ideas you have for us. And, you know, so that way people can start thinking and buying these things early to get those gifts for their gardener, friend, or family. You want to start us off with some of your top things?
Yeah, let's start with something fun. Some colorful outdoor shoes that are completely waterproof. Great for wearing in the garden. Also great for wearing, you know, when you walk around the block and walk your dog or whatever. all-weather shoes from Sloggers. This is a California company. They've been doing this for quite a few years, and they always introduce new patterns. They're known for colorful, bright colors, colored patterns with garden themes. They've got leaves, and they've got flowers. My favorite new one is a hummingbird pattern, really nicely bright colored hummingbirds. And one of the things I like about these shoes is, you know, you go outside and you get them all dirty or muddy, and to clean them off, you just whip out the hose. You just hose these things down. They clean up really well. They make shoes and boots, and unfortunately, guys, they only make brown and black for us. But if you're a lady, or you've got a lady on your shopping list that you're trying to find a fun present for, I love a pair of Sloggers boots or shoes, and they're at sloggers.com.
And those are a lot of fun because they're very comfortable too.
I imagine durable.
They're durable, but they're very cushiony, I would say, and so it's nice to be walking around the garden, and it's very soft, so it's a very comfortable shoe.
Do you know what? Talking about how easily they clean up, I think if I was to buy myself a pair of these, that would be the best Christmas gift my wife would ever get.
There you go. You're
not, having to get
not dragging dirt
shoes
into the house all
heard
the time.
Heard it here first.
The tennis shoes, you've got to, you know, you always put your foot up and smack the bottom of it with a utensil or something to get the dirt off. And no matter how hard I try, I still drag dirt into the
house.
I
have two shoes, one on the outside of my patio, one on the front door. So when I go outside, I put those on so that I don't track it back into the house. So this is a great idea, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, what color did you say
for
the women, Randy?
Pardon me?
What color shoes for the women? You said
they've got a lot of cool patterns.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this, the hummingbird pattern
to the website,
right now.
They've got dozens of choices. And they've got specialty shoes. I mean, they've got a couple of different patterns with chickens on them. If you're a backyard chicken person, that might be a good choice. If you're into horses, they've got equestrian patterns. So it's gardening and all kinds of outdoor activities that they've got themes for.
And for the men, we have black and brown.
Black and brown. Well, I got a pair of brown shoes, like you said, by my door, and those are the ones I slip on when I, you know, run into the garden to do something real quick.
Well, I see there's a pair of dancing shoes on here for you, Brian. They're two left feet.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I wonder if I can do a little ballerina dance and get on my tiptoes.
What else? Let's move these guys on, Randy. What else do we got?
All right. How about a garden tool? You guys are probably familiar with a tool called a cobra head. It's a single prong digging tool for weeding and cultivating and whatnot. Little company out of Wisconsin has been making this for a few years. And one of the things that they kept hearing back from their customers was, I love your hand tool. It's really wonderful, but there are times when I need a more precise, a smaller version. And they finally came out, Cobra Head finally came out with a mini weeder just this year. And it's a great little stocking stuffer size tool. But it's still, you know, tough enough and strong enough to really do some good digging. But it's really great for, you know, digging around plants in your vegetable garden when you're trying to dig out specific weeds, or cultivating in a large container. Just a great little tool.
Yeah, and this is fun to find these tools because sometimes as a gardener you get stuck with the classics of a shovel or spade or the simple weeder or a hula hoe. But then when you have these unique tools and you wonder, oh, why did somebody develop it? And then you use it, you realize why somebody developed it. And it makes a big difference when you're out there gardening, right?
It really does. And that cobra head got its name from the blade actually kind of looks like a cobra head. It's flared out a little bit toward the end, and it's a great little digging thing. It's just the right shape to kind of dig in there and grab a weed and not disturb other plants. So that's one of my favorite gifts for this season.
And how can people get a hold of that?
That's at cobrahead.com, and the mini sells for $22.
All right.
And then
what's
for
next?
Folks that, you know, how about something for folks that aren't necessarily gardeners, or maybe they're wannabe gardeners and they don't have enough space to plant a proper garden? There is a really cool Italian herb growing kit from Wayside Gardens, and it consists of three colored jars. They kind of look like mason jars. And along with the jars come seeds and plant food and all kinds, you know, whatever you need to get this little, it's sort of a hydroponic way to grow the big three of Italian herbs, basil, oregano, and Italian parsley.
So hey, we got to jump in here and take a break. Randy, hold on to that thought. We got a break coming up. Got to pay some bills here. Running some award-winning commercials. We're going to come back. If you have any questions, post them on Facebook or give John an email. That's john@gardenamerica.com. I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, coming right back on your Saturday.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you for being right there, tuning in, watching us on Facebook Live. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, 35 minutes after the hour. Randy, I hope you held your train of thought. We had to dive into some commercials, take a break there as we continue with a few gift ideas, Randy. So pick up where you left off so we can have people catch up to where we are.
Yeah, we were talking about the Italian herb jar kit, which is a great gift for cooks and anybody who likes to eat great fresh food. You can grow three different Italian herbs right there on your windowsill. It's really easy. I mean, it's foolproof. And it's a great way to introduce somebody to growing plants. And how can you go wrong when you get to eat the results, you know? So that's a nice kit from Wayside Gardens.
Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun. And, you know, I'll take credit for the millennials in the area here. I think it's a fun way to get them started because, like you said, it's everything that you need to get going. So it takes all the guesswork and all the questions out, at least for the initial planting. But then it's a lot of fun afterwards. You can replant it with herbs either that you want to change up or different ones or, you know, maybe little flowers later on.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so nice to brighten up the holiday season and the winter season with plants indoors. Because those of us who are used to going outside to grow plants and can't do that during the winter, it's kind of like going cold turkey. I don't like that. So.
Yeah.
And speaking of plants, you know, amaryllis, flowering amaryllis plants are kind of a tradition during the holidays and during the winter season. The flowers, they're really easy to grow. The bulbs are huge and, you know, they're pretty much self-contained. And the flowers are big and bold and they last for weeks. One of the things I think is really cool, Jackson and Perkins, which is known for roses and flowering plants, they have dipped some amaryllis bulbs in wax, and you can get those. And it's because the bulb is so full of moisture and it's got all the nutrients the plant needs anyway. If you just seal it so it doesn't lose any of its internal moisture, that wax-sealed bulb is a self-contained growing unit. And you get and the wax is, you know, sparkly or red, and it comes in different colors. But you can literally just put the wax bulb on the counter, and it starts growing a tremendous flowering amaryllis. It's just really cool, and I had never seen that before.
Yeah, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at all the different colors that it's available in. I think that's a great gift idea.
It's a growing plant that you don't have to do anything to.
And then, John, didn't you say we had a question regarding amaryllis on the growth?
Oh, we did, yeah. We just got an email question about, actually the question said that Sharon always gave this recipe for keeping amaryllis short, and the recipe Sharon had was for keeping paperwhite narcissus short, but it also works on amaryllis. And you use one part vodka to seven parts water. And you
what about the plant?
Well, as you increase the vodka, you care less about the plant. So. No, that's what you use instead of water to grow the roots of the plants in. Now, you wouldn't use that with this one that's sealed in wax, because obviously that's already self-contained and going to grow on its own. But if you're buying a loose amaryllis bulb with no soil around it and you want to grow it in rocks or something, that's the thing to do. So it'll shorten it. What was it, like about a third?
A third of the height, which is nice, because a lot of times people make the mistake of growing the amaryllis inside in a poorly lit room, and that's when it gets floppy. And
the same for paper white.
Yeah.
They fall. They get to a certain height, and then they fall out of the pots.
So that
answers that question. Do we have time for one more?
Maybe one more idea.
Yeah.
Okay, Randy, we have time for one more.
This is a combination of an outdoor gift that's also high-tech. It's kind of a cool thing. If you've got deer or rabbits or some other sort of pest out there in your yard, it could be a raccoon, it could be skunks, whatever. How about a solar yard guard, solar-powered device that sends out an ultrasonic sound that you can't hear, but it's activated by motion, so when a pest animal, a squirrel or a deer, comes into your yard and starts eating up your plants and digging up your garden, this little device will send out an ultrasonic sound that you can't hear, but it'll chase the critter away. I think that's a cool idea.
Now, how big is this? Do you just stick it in the ground and it sends the signal in all over the yard, depending upon where you point it?
Exactly. It's this little thing. It's got a stake, and so you stick it in the ground, and you point it toward where the animals would be coming from. So when the little electric eye in the device senses motion, it sends out that little sound that they can hear, but you can't.
Excellent.
Solar yard guard.
And what a great thing for a vegetable garden or you know, fruit trees, something that, you know, you're constantly plagued with critters. A little bit of protection without having to get too crazy with a netting or cage or
and
anything.
And it's solar, so you don't worry about batteries or electricity.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Exactly.
Get your hands on one of those?
You can go to bird-x.com. BirdX is probably much better known for the bird chasing things that they make, you know, the streamers and whatnot. But this is their high-tech product.
All right. Well, lots of great gift ideas, man. I was taking notes, writing them down, sending emails to all my families, you know, telling each one individually what you want. Exactly. But thank you very much for joining us, Randy. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks so much. And you know, if you need more information on any of this stuff, you can check out homegardenandhomestead.com. That's where we post all our new and cool stuff.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
You appreciate it.
Have a great morning.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much. So what do you think of the critter chaser away, the solar high-frequency sound?
You know, I mean, they've had a couple items, you know, not BirdX, but there's quite a few things that take that concept. And they work well. For the most part, on a lot of different things. And so I think they're definitely worth a shot.
Trial and error.
I hate losing, you know, things. And I'd try anything to make sure to protect the garden when it comes to those critters and stuff, because they can just decimate it in one shot.
You know, when I go to buy something like that, that's you might be skeptical of, because there's been a lot of these in the past that just haven't worked. I recall the ultrasound that's supposed to keep mice out of your house. And then there was the one for gophers, chasing gophers away. And really, none of those have ever worked, I think, satisfactorily. But they're always coming up with new things.
Yeah, exactly.
So one thing I would do would be to go to maybe Amazon, where these are being sold, and read the customer reviews.
Yeah.
Because if everybody gives it a one, you know, that's not a good, probably not a good investment. I've seen a few things that have been advertised on television recently that my wife asked about that she was interested in, and I went and checked the reviews, and it did not look promising. You know, usually common sense tells you if it's too good to be true, it is. But, you know, it's always...
But if it's new, give it a shot and read the reviews.
Yeah.
The reviews.
The one thing that sounded interesting about the one Randy was talking about was that it had a motion sensor on it.
Right.
So it only came on when something went in front of it.
Now, I wonder if your dog was in the backyard, what it would do to him.
Oh, he's scared off, too.
You know?
Which so is good, too.
No, your dog.
No.
But you have to wonder, you know, that frequency, not every animal is tuned to the same frequency. You may end up getting rid of, you know, half of your pests, but the other ones, it didn't bother them at all. I think the biggest test for anything is rats. Rats seem to overcome everything.
Everything.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, so I got a new gift idea. We got in at the nursery, too.
What's you're talking about Mission Hills Nursery here in San Diego, that
yeah,
one?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we just started working with Husqvarna. Husqvarna is a tool company.
I used to have a Husqvarna motorcycle.
I was going
to
say, they make motorcycles, too. But they've been around for a long time, and they've been developing this for over 15 years. It's a robotic lawnmower. And it's, if you know what a Roomba is,
well, where they have vacuum cleaners in the house and
exactly,
mops. Exactly. Same thing.
Exactly.
And is it solar powered?
No, it's not solar powered. But what you do is you set up a guide wire in the lawn area, and it just stays in that area and then mows the lawn. Every day it just mows a little bit of lawn. So your lawn is continuously mowed all the time. And it's a pretty neat product. And we're starting to sell those at the nursery.
Interesting. Want to hear more about that? It is break time. We have one more segment coming up, hour number one. So get those questions in either on Facebook, the computer to my right, in front of John, in front of Tiger, or you can email John at, that's john@gardenamerica.com, john@gardenamerica.com, or Facebook. We're going to step aside, take a break on this Saturday morning. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. 45 minutes after the hour, stay with us. Going to step aside, coming right back.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back. You guys stayed here. I went to the car. So when I say we are back, that's always people in radio always say, hey, we are back after the commercial break. We never go anywhere. We're here. We're just listening to commercials. So technically here the whole time. It is 51 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825. Want to give us a call? john@gardenamerica.com or post your questions right there on Facebook, and we'll answer them for you. John, any more Facebook, or I shouldn't say Facebook, but email questions.
Rick from Grants Pass, Oregon, made a comment that some of these garden tools should come with longer handles.
Hey, that's a good idea. So you don't have to get on the ground
to use them.
Right.
But that reminds me of another fantastic idea, and I have two of these that were given to me as gifts, and they both get used. But those garden benches...
I don't know if you guys sell those.
And you can turn them over, and they're kneelers as well, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a kneeler, and the legs become, when you get to be our age, handles to push yourself up on.
Well, yep. But then you can also pray before you garden. That's the beauty.
Well, that's true.
You know?
That's true. It's multi-use.
But no, those are great for people in the garden because they, like you're saying, you can flip them over, use them as a bench, sit down, do some pruning, your roses, things, flip it over and do some weeding and things, and it makes it a lot easier to stand back up, a little bit softer on the knees as well.
Oh, the knee thing, yeah.
You know, another, I think this would be a fun gift for gardeners, and I got one and played, it's a game, and it's identifying roses. Now, before you poo-poo this, I played this with my granddaughter, Kendall.
Okay,
so how does this work?
And basically what it is, do you remember concentration?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the match game or whatever? And there's cards with 50 different varieties of roses.
This would be concentration.
Right. Okay. And you flip them upside down.
Right.
And then you turn them over two at a time and try to match. Mm-hmm. And it was a great way for her to learn the names of roses, you know. The only bad part about it was that...
You knew some of the roses didn't match the picture?
No.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah. That's a good call.
I wasn't going to admit this on air, but she beat me by a long shot.
Because of her memory.
Yeah,
because in this game, there used to be a game called Memory, the same thing.
Right.
You try to match two items.
Right.
So if you turn two over and they don't match, and the next time you turn another one over and you say, oh, I remember that one, that's over here.
Right.
And then
that's what this is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she beat you because of her memory.
And you know what, John? Don't be sad, because I play with my daughter. Uh-huh. And you know when you first play with a kid?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, you take it easy on him. You have some fun, right? No. After like two games and I kept losing, I started seriously focusing and thinking. And I have not won one of those games in a long time.
You know why?
All right. Well,
because kids' brains are less cluttered.
Okay, but this makes it even worse.
It's like a new computer. Go ahead.
This makes it worse. So. Kids of that age all have a little bit of ADD, right?
Yeah.
So they're running around. And Kendall doesn't have patience to sit there through a whole game like that. So when it was my turn to choose, she ran around the room and didn't even look at the ones.
Didn't
I
even look
over.
At what you were turning over.
Then she come back. And for the first, I would say the first 15 minutes, the first card she always turned over was the same one.
Oh, man.
I said, Kendall, you keep turning over Double Delight. It's always in that spot.
She still beat you.
And she still beat me.
Okay, so this game, where'd you get this game?
You know what? We'll have to have them on maybe in a couple of weeks. But Heirloom Roses, if you go to heirloomroses.com, you can pick it up there. It comes in a little box. You know, like the box the Trivial Pursuit cards come in?
Sure, absolutely.
Little box like that.
You know, I remember years ago, you and me, Bruce and Sharon, went on a road trip someplace, and we played Trivial Pursuit. And there was a hockey question that came to me, and I thought, I got this. We're going to win this game. No problem. And I gave the wrong answer.
Oh,
and
your
I felt so bad. And John just looked at me in disgust. He just shook his head like, I can't believe it.
I love it because John's very competitive, too. So I can totally see him sitting there getting frustrated.
Especially with Trivial Pursuit.
And I should have known this question. I think the answer was like Wayne Gretzky or something obvious, you know, and I said Gordie Howard. Anyway, very competitive. Trivial Pursuit, all those games. I was taught to be, you know, competitive. Chess, do you play chess?
Yes.
Yeah, you play chess, John?
No.
I mean,
I know how to play chess,
but I don't.
But my son Joe plays chess online, where you can play with experts from all over the world. And he got to the very top level.
That's very good.
Playing the Russians, who, if you beat them, come kill you. I mean, not quite that competitive.
Who was the famous Russian back in the early 70s? Boris Spassky.
That's right.
Remember back early 70s?
He was with Bobby Fischer, right?
Bobby played Bobby Fischer back in the early 70s. This was worldwide. This was something on TV. This was a huge event. I think it's the last time we've ever seen chess on TV.
Yeah, right.
But it was
the last time we ever saw Boris Spassky, too.
True, because he lost.
He lost.
And then Bobby Fischer died a few years ago, I think. He didn't have a very good end of his life either. A lot of depression. Things happened.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, it is 57 minutes after the hour. Hey, don't fret. We've got hour number two coming up at 6 minutes after. And hour number two is going to be a conversation about that product to my left and in front of you,
HB
John.
HB-101.
HB-101.
Yeah. And we're going to speak with Masako Yamamoto. And she's not only
going to... You love saying that, don't you? Her name.
I've practiced that name all week long.
Now, Yamamoto I know because I've known some Yamamotos in my life. Masaka?
Masako.
Masako Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to say that she's going to tell us about some uses that I never even thought of. You know, I never thought of using it for houseplants or...
I used it for my houseplant, I told you, just 2 nights ago.
Well, you did, but you didn't tell me that until this morning.
Yeah, I figured, what the heck? Well, I wanted to see this poor plant. I was about ready to take the rocks off the top and give it some new soil. I mean, because it's been there for 5 years, and I thought, I'm just going to sprinkle some fertilizer and some HB-101 and see what happens. I was concerned about the water drainage. If that water didn't drain... then I was going to take it outside and change the soil, but it drained fine.
Well, you know, you mix 5 drops per gallon of water, so usually you think that, well, it's a lot of trips with the watering can to pour over something.
Right.
But she's going to tell us about how you can hook it up to a hose-in sprayer and just spray your whole yard with it.
Gosh, that sounds great. Yeah, leaves, soil, it doesn't matter. Spray it on everything.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's windy. It can blow everywhere.
You're getting carried away now.
Well, I know, but I mean, the product is safe. That's my point is...
it's all organic.
Put it on your dog.
And this is a product around for 300 years?
300 years.
I'm not sure. We'll have to ask her about that. But I do recall some story where this formula came from the samurai.
Wow. Okay.
Which is a long time ago.
Talk about that. Okay, I can see the old clock is ticking, which means we've got news coming up on many of these very fine BizTalk radio affiliates. We are broadcasting Facebook Live. Biz Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Hour number two is coming up at 6 after. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main, thank you for tuning in. And to stay tuned in on Facebook, we want to see some questions this hour, or email john@gardenamerica.com. Stay with us. Back after the break.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.